Easter Sunday, and I've introduced an Austrian tradition to a household in SW17, Southwest London, which is the Battle of the Eggs, the Battle of the Easter Eggs. And we're not talking chocolate eggs, we're talking real eggs that have been boiled, have been colored in beautiful colors. And then what you do is you hold them, and you then have to battle out who wins by hitting the, well, connecting the two tops to one another and the bottoms to one another, and then see who wins. And, well, I wasn't actually being very polite by choosing the best egg, but it happened that I did choose the best egg. Shirley, what's your experience of, in German it's called Eierpecken. So it was an Eierpecken experience. What's your experience of Eierpecken?
My experience of Eierpecken is, I think you've introduced this experience, but you haven't introduced the secret techniques to choose the winner. Because I chose two eggs and they both landed up in a crumpled heap after yours knocked them flat. So I think there's something you're not telling us.
But the egg itself that you then happened to eat,
that was delicious. I did choose the most delicious egg. It might not have been the strongest, but it was the most delicious.
Now, my other contestant and opponent was Carol. Carol, what was your experience of Eierpecken?
I think you're just one big bully. My poor little egg smashed to smithereens. Definitely, you've got the techniques that you're not sharing. But mine was the prettiest.
I'll give you that. You had a pretty egg, but I will say that there is no special technique. It's just in the nose and in the know to actually choose an egg that is very, very strong. And I happen to have the strongest egg today, because we have a few more eggs left for tomorrow, Easter Monday, when we're going to repeat the competition. After the Battle of the Eggs was decided, we, of course, treated ourselves to a lovely cup of coffee each, and All Press Red Church Espresso Blend came to the rescue for that and did just that, complete the breakfast and finished it on a high note.